In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. Got a lot to get to in the day, in the moments ahead. Kelsey Bowler will be with us from the Independent Women's Forum. We're going to talk about some of the unreported wokeisms in the airline business. Also, Michael Goodwin from The Post breaks down the state of New York's future. But first, Scott Walker and what's going on across the country.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We were going to hear from the president. He had something to say about guns today, although it is hard to pay attention when President Biden is speaking because there really is such confusion over even if he knows where he is on any given day and time. And today, his big, big boogeyman that he's trying to put down are ghost guns. This is going to stop all the violence that we see, which, by the way, continues to decline. It's going to really teach criminals a lesson because we know that criminals always play by the rules. And of course, it's not going to be an abuse of executive power to just make these changes across the country and not have to deal with things like, you know, federalism and states' rights and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio. Glad to have you with us. My first guest is someone that has not been with us, I think, since the primary season back in 2016 and his run for the White House, which he did not get there, but he did have some very good years and very good experience as the top executive in the state of Wisconsin, in many ways, really overseeing a revival in that state in many respects. Governor Scott Walker, who is now the new president of the Young Americas Foundation, one of my favorite organizations. Governor, it's good to have you back. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me on. Good to be back with you.
Let's talk a little bit about you've just made some recent comments about how to take the game to the other team, so to speak. You're calling it the long game. I want to get into that in a moment, but I want to ping you with some current news stuff. We're seeing a lot of dispute over the stuff in Georgia, the voting reforms that they've initiated. Your home state actually has done some things to strengthen their voting integrity as well. And maybe it's because Georgia has been such a heat shield for everything else. They're not really talking nearly as much about it. But where do you stand, you know, here in April following this election with the issue of voter integrity? And what do you anticipate and what are your hopes for what is being accomplished in state legislatures across the country right now?
Well, I hope every state lawmaker looks at ways to improve the integrity of the election process so that whatever election it is, president, governor, U.S. Senate, all the way down to the local government levels, that people can have legitimacy. You don't have that if there's questions about the outcome of the election. In Wisconsin's case, we have photo ID, I know, because I signed that into law. We require that. And ironically, Wisconsin has early voting times that are less generous than what the new law that just passed in Georgia is. The reason I say that's ironic is because the DNC, the Democrats, chose to have their national convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, although obviously it was somewhat abbreviated by COVID, but they right. chose Milwaukee, Wisconsin last year, knowing full well that's our law. So apparently that wasn't a big deal when they wanted the votes of a battleground state. But now when they want to pick on Republicans in the legislature and Republican Governor Brian Kemp, it is that way. Well, it just shows you in the woke America, if you lie enough, it doesn't matter what the facts are. As long as the feelings are on your side, they're going to be okay. That cannot happen in America. We've got
Governor,
the facts matter more than feelings.
That's exactly right. And there were a lot of people that were very surprised that Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Arizona and Georgia, Virginia, Nevada, had relaxed some of those standards. You said you have voter ID in Wisconsin, but wasn't that waived for mail-in ballots this go-around under, you know, special COVID executive orders, so to speak?
No, actually, in some of the states, they did that. For example, in Georgia did a special order. Wisconsin still requires it even with an absentee ballot. The big problem in Wisconsin with the absentee ballots was a couple other provisions. For example, in my state, you have to ask for a absentee ballot in writing. Yet clerks in the two largest counties went out and handed them out at public events at parks, clearly in violation of the law. And secondly, you have to sign your name, and print your address on. The voter has to do that along with a witness who has to sign their name and print their name. In thousands of the ballots, they didn't follow through on that, and the voter didn't write
okay.
the address in, for example. So those were all violations. The law is already there. The big thing in Wisconsin, it varies by state, is the legislature needs to tighten up the consequences for people who violate the law, which in this case wasn't the voter. It was the elections officials who ran aside from what the statutes actually say. So some states, it's the law itself that needs to be updated. Other states like Wisconsin, there need to be actual enforcements to make sure that people do what the law itself says.
Yeah, obviously, if you don't enforce what's already on the books, it's not going to much matter. What is your hope, Governor? Do you anticipate that we are going to have a cleaner election in 2022 and 2024?
Well, I hope so. I mean, the best news out of November that was largely under or non-reported was that every state that had a conservative majority, every state that had Republicans in charge of the state legislature kept those majorities despite all the talk of a blue wave. And three more legislative bodies were added, plus one more governor was added. So it was a net win across the board for Republicans at the state level. Why that matters is twofold. One, overall, I still think action is most important as our founders intended at the state level. But with that, in particular, with election law reform, even with the problems in Washington, which is exactly why the first bill out of the gate for the new majority was H.R. 1, I call it the Crooked Politician Act. But at least the states can make those determinations now until that, hopefully that law never happens. And secondly, redistricting in most states, not every state, most states, is done by the state legislature. So just fair maps will make it much more likely that House Republicans have a shot at regaining the majority.
All right. Well, that's interesting that you were willing to go in depth on all that for me, Governor, because you're talking a lot about the long game with your work with Young America's Foundation. And when I really did the assessment of what happened in 2020, it was a long game by the Democrats that allowed a lot of these crooked opportunities to have questionable ballots be counted and other things that got into place. We are not as good on the right of center side of things at thinking long term. And I think there's reasons for that. I think we're busy raising our families. We're busy paying our taxes, going to work, trying to do the stuff. We're not sitting there always trying to think about how we can, you know, be advocates for winning the next election. We need to be more engaged. But what do you mean when you use the term the long game?
Well, it ties into that, but it's even more fundamental in the sense that I'm not saying we shouldn't be involved in the battles of the day, but the left, when you think of culture, when you think of what happens on our campuses and now what's happening in broader culture, even in communications with the censorship we see from big tech, all this didn't happen overnight. I mean, the left has been at this since at least the 60s with Saul Alinsky. They've had a long-term plan. Yeah, they had bias when I was late 80s. I was heading off to college and certainly could see left-wing professors there, but you could still talk about ideas. You still didn't feel threatened. By the 90s and on, you started to have political correctness. By the time my kids went to college 7-8 years ago, you could already see the shift in the last few years. It's just outright cancel culture. You can't even bring up conservative ideas for fear of not only flunking out, but of fellow students attacking you and activists on campuses. And so the long game to me is a systematic way of not just taking back our campuses, but going into high school, going into junior high, where need be, even matching what the left is trying to do in terms of indoctrination. Even as early as elementary school, giving our parents and students the tools to counter things like the 1619 Project, where they're teaching kids to hate America.
Yeah, no, it's true. They're dripping all kinds of stuff into there, younger and younger. Governor Scott Walker, congratulations on your new presidency at the Young Americas Foundation. I know that you'll lead that organization well, and it is an organization we desperately need to continue to challenge the minds of young people and making a presence be felt in our colleges and high schools today. Scott Walker, thank you so much.
Thanks. Good to be with you. If folks want any more info, yaf.org/longgame. We'll send them a copy.
All right. YAF.org. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
The women of the Bible live timeless stories. By examining them, we can understand what it means to be a woman of faith today.
Shannon Bream traces the steps of 16 holy women.
From warriors to judges to prophets, these women's stories deserve to be told.
Learn how their experiences have inspired some of your favorite celebrities with wisdom from the past that transcends the present. The Women of the Bible Speak on Fox Nation. Get a copy of Shannon Bream's new book, The Women of the Bible Speak, with the purchase of any Patriot plan on FoxNation.com.
Balance of Nature is the best fruit and vegetable product on the market. What makes us the best? It's not about how many different fruits and vegetables are in each capsule. It's about having the right fruits and vegetables in the right quantities. That's what Balance of Nature has done. Our proprietary blend of fruits and vegetables has been handpicked by Dr. Howard based on his extensive research. Fruits and vegetables are made of hundreds of thousands of phytochemicals that work together to help your cells regenerate better, faster, and stronger. Only fresh whole fruits and vegetables are inside the capsules. You won't find any fillers, binding agents, or preservatives of any kind. You will only find fruits and vegetables the way Mother Nature intended. Start your journey with the best fruit and vegetable product on the market today by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyBurna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyBurna.com. That's MyBurna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
Take one modern lady, mix with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. Senior policy analyst, Independent Women's Forum, and contributor to The Federalist, Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, you know, it's a big, busy Thursday, lots of stuff. The president's announcement, we've already talked about that some. We'll talk about it more before we're done. I don't understand why ghost guns are such a boogeyman, but if he thinks it's going to solve the mass shooting problem, then all right, whatever. You know what is interesting is that the mess related to Georgia and what they have done in recent days in terms of reacting to it by them, I mean these corporations and these activist groups and so forth, is comical if it wasn't so sad. And someone who wrote about that in today's Bright email is Kelsey Bowler, the aforementioned Kelsey Bowler. And she points out someone else's fault in all of this, the media. Hey, Kelsey.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
So, yeah, I do think the media played a little bit of a role in this, and it's all of their hyperventilating and hardly ever knowing the facts that caused it.
Absolutely. There was a lot of misinformation circulating about this Georgia election law. The media exacerbated any sort of concern that might have been raised, and they really egged on these woke corporations to come out and issue all these statements about it. Of course, that led to the MLB pulling the All-Star game from Georgia and putting it in Denver, which has a very comparable election law. In some cases, Georgia's election law is far less restrictive than Colorado. It really depends on what piece of the election law you're looking at. But the two laws, it is absolutely fair to say the two laws are comparable. What's not comparable is the number of minorities in both states. Of course, Georgia, the Atlanta area, is heavily dominated by minority-owned businesses and so forth, whereas Denver has a lot of white people. And so who did the corrupt media who spread information about the Georgia election law actually end up hurting? Well, unfortunately, it is the very minorities that they claim to want to help and protect.
Yeah, and 50% of the businesses in Atlanta, as you just pointed out, are minority owned, and African American businesses, as it related to the All-Star game being there, they're going to lose millions of dollars just from that one event being taken out of the area. And it's what's odd is the media cheered it on. These companies showed their woke side. They got involved. Major League Baseball did its thing. Now the truth has come out. And no one's apologizing. No one's trying to reverse course. No one really knows what to do at this point.
They don't. And the individual who ultimately bears a great share of this responsibility is President Joe Biden. It was after the misinformation he spread, which the Washington Post had to fact check as wrong, that the MLB made this decision. He's done the same thing with the border crisis. He refuses to take responsibility for his rhetoric, for his actions. And again, the very people that his administration claimed to want to protect, you know, in the border, in the case of the border, it's these unaccompanied minors. And in the case of the Georgia election law, it's minority voters. Well, in both instances, those are the population groups that are being overwhelmingly harmed by the rhetoric and policies of the Biden administration. We should all be so fed up with it. This is a president who claimed he was going to take responsibility, who claimed he was going to be transparent. We are now watching videos of five-year-olds being thrown over 14-foot border walls, being abandoned in the middle of the desert with no other adults. It is unacceptable. It is far worse than, quote, kids in cages ever was, because, look, a lot of us might have opposed that policy. At least those kids were safe. The kids on the border are not safe. And what has happened with this Georgia election law is so much misinformation that's spread by the corrupt media, by woke corporations, and it is hurting Americans. It is hurting Georgians. And President Biden bears a lot of responsibility for both.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Now, it's interesting because the corporate America still hasn't learned its lesson yet. United getting a little woke in all of this. What are they doing?
Well, First United issued a statement coming out against Georgia's election law, which requires voter IDs. Of course, this is very ironic coming from an airline that requires voter IDs not just to board their airplanes, but to go into any of their airport lounges. And then they followed that up a few days later with a statement that it wants 50% of its future pilots to be women or people of color. And right now, it is only a small fraction of pilots who are women or people of color. And this is quite frankly terrifying to most people who fly, to hear an airline apparently prioritizing identity politics over basic safety and merit of those who are seeking to become pilots.
Right.
This is terrifying and unfortunately has an unintended consequence of, again, hurting the very populations it claims to want to help, because this is tokenism and it undermines the hard work that women and minority populations put into the training to become a pilot. Now they have to question, well, did I get hired because of how I look, or did I get hired because of all those years of hard work?
Well, and not only that, I just think for general safety, if we're making decisions in the area of pilots or surgeons or anything like that, where skill is really what skill and merit are the only things that should be judged on. If you're hired for any other reason than those, merit or skill, then you're being hired for the wrong reason, and you're jeopardizing the welfare of the public in the process. And I don't think that, look, I don't care the color of the skin of my pilot. If a black man can fly an airplane as good or better than any other white pilot that's out there, good, put him on my flight. What I want him to do is to take off and land safely, or she, and it doesn't matter to me anything else. Can you do what you're supposed to do? And that's what it should be based on. Anyway, if you don't read the Bright email, you need to subscribe. Of course, Kelsey edits the Thursday one each week. Kelsey, always appreciate you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, we've got the New York Post's Michael Goodwin joining me to talk about the doom and gloom of New York City. Don't go away.
The women of the Bible lived timeless stories. By examining them, we can understand what it means to be a woman of faith today.
Shannon Bream traces the steps of 16 holy women.
From warriors to judges to prophets, these women's stories deserve to be told.
Learn how their experiences have inspired some of your favorite celebrities with wisdom from the past that transcends the present. The Women of the Bible Speak on Fox Nation. Get a copy of Shannon Bream's new book, The Women of the Bible Speak, with the purchase of any Patriot plan on foxnation.com.
These troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a five-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again. Introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now, get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, just a couple of days ago in the New York Post, if you read Michael Goodwin's most recent piece, Quality of Life Plummets, Taxes Rocket, and New York City Faces Doom, you know that my next guest has a very, I would say, stark grasp of reality on what's going on in Gotham these days. Michael Goodwin from the New York Post. Welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. You know, yesterday, the big number coming out of Albany, $212 billion, and they don't fix anything in the big number. And they've spent like drunken sailors for every little pet project imaginable in that budget. Michael, this is more of the same. And we're getting more of the same in the city and more of the same in the state. What's it going to take for New York to make a comeback?
Well, thank you, Kevin. I begin the article by the column by saying that no man's life, liberty or property are safe while the legislature is in session. Yeah. That is a quote from the 19th century, a man who knew New York very well. And I would add to it, as long as Governor Cuomo is governor, we're not safe. Look, the problem has been building. And I think what we're talking about now is the response to the crisis. The crisis, of course, being the pandemic and the shutdowns. And so the response from Washington has been to send money to the states to bail out the states. That's a separate argument about whether it was wise to do it, because it just continues the status quo of the high tax, high spend blue states. Nonetheless, it's done. So the question then becomes, what do the states do with this windfall? And in New York's case, they say, well, that's great. We'll take it all, but it's not enough. We need more. So we're going to raise taxes. And we're going to give away money to illegal immigrants. We're going to give them $2 billion. We're going to raise taxes, not just because we need it for to plug the gaps, because Washington did that. We're going to do it out of spite. We don't like the rich people. Let's go get some more of their money. So there is about this a kind of silliness, an obtuseness, because when you go after the rich, when anybody who ends up paying more taxes ends up spending less, there's less economic activity. That's the redistribution part of this. The government has the money now, and we know the government rarely spends it wisely. So meanwhile, you have crime and murder soaring, gunshots soaring, and you have the legislature and the governor releasing virtually everybody who's arrested, sometimes for the pandemic reasons, other times just because they think that nobody should be in prison. And you have the homeless catastrophe. So you have this combination of events at this moment, which makes it all quite frightening, because the city has weathered problems before, whether it was 9/11, the disaster of 9/11, the catastrophe, really, and the economic fallout from that. And you had the 70s when everything sort of went to hell at the same time. This is a different situation, and the government is making it worse. That's the real fear here.
Yeah. Well, and you can talk about solutions, but, you know, I was part of a conversation yesterday and I said, well, as long as you have one party system, you're not really open much to solutions. And I would think that even the basis for how the Republicans could make a comeback is somewhat thwarted in New York State, because so many of those types of people that are free market oriented, they want to find alternative solutions for the problems that we have instead of just one big government solution for all of it. They've all left. They've relocated their businesses to Florida and to Texas and to South Carolina and to places like South Dakota, where they don't have to pay the enormous taxes anymore. And so, Michael, there's not going to be anybody left eventually.
You know, Kevin, a friend of mine who was fortunately extremely wealthy said that by moving to Florida, I mean, because he would be hit with all these taxes, and he's been hit with many others already, by moving to Florida, his after-tax income would be 33% higher than it is in New York.
Wow.
Now, he's in a special category, but what are the incentives?
But who wouldn't give themselves a 33% raise? I mean, come on.
Right. That's right. Why should he stay in New York? And this is somebody who's been quite philanthropic, who creates and creates jobs and hires people to do those jobs and pays them well. So what happens when people like him, and there are not more than 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 of them in that category, nonetheless, they give away a lot of money. They're big philanthropists. All the cultural institutions that benefit, if they all take their money and go to Florida, why would they give money to New York at the end of it? So
yeah,
it's just the ramifications from this thoughtlessness and from this thing that government should have more power, more money all the time. It's never enough. And so that's where you get these people feeling like, why do you hate me? Why do you want me to leave? I mean, that is a real phenomenon that's happening now. And you know, tax hikes have a trickle-down effect, which is that the people who pay them spend less, and then therefore people below that category, you know, they don't shop as much, so
yeah,
Stores don't get the business, people lose their jobs. I mean, it is just utter foolishness that yet the government in Albany and in City Hall continues as though just more of the same is the answer.
Well, and now, sadly, Washington, D.C. is being overcome with that thought as well. Read him in the Post. He's always got things to make you think. Michael Goodwin, always appreciate your time. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming right back.
I'm Shannon Bream from Fox News Channel, and I'm so excited to tell you about the latest book from Fox News Books, The Women of the Bible Speak. It's available for pre-order today. Whether you grew up studying the Bible or you're inspired by stories of strength and resilience, you will be moved by these timeless stories of powerful women facing life's greatest challenges featured in the book, The Women of the Bible Speak. Go to foxnews.com/books to pre-order your copy today.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now. Get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, life saves it all, oh, oh, always on my road, I'm still on yours.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us, and every Thursday we like to take a peek at what is going on in the area of health and wellness. We do this as a resource to help you have more information about how to do life a little bit better. It's one of the goals of this show, to make sure that you have the information you need in a variety of different veins of life. But none more important than that of making sure that you have the immune system, the health and wellness that will help you power through your day. And that's why this segment is proudly powered by the fruits and vegetables found in Balance of Nature. I take them beyond religiously. I take them almost like an addiction every morning. Like, I got to have my fruits and veggies. And here to discuss is none other than Doc Douglas Howard, who is the Dr. Howard is the he's not the creator, because you always say, Doc, that God did the creating, but you did put them together. So you kind of initiated the process that the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies come to us via. And we're grateful for that.
Welcome back. It's been a little while since we've spoken.
I'm
hoping you had a good holiday weekend and so forth. But
Great. I was with all of my grandkids and all of my children. We had a whole complete family reunion. It was wonderful. Let's see, I guess there's 35 of us total.
Wow. And I bet that that is part of the triad of health, because it had helped you de-stress a little bit seeing all the, all those family members.
It was great. It was really a wonderful, wonderful time. But I will say this also, Kevin. Now, I don't cause addictions. In fact, I usually help them more. Don't call me the candy man. No, no, but it is awesome. In fact, you saying that, it's truly, I just had this conversation with a whole group of health coaches and other staff the other day. You know, for 15 years, I taught people about vitamins and, you know, taking supplements, and vitamins was all I knew of. And I used to say, I've got to do this if I'm going to preach it. And I never was able to finish a bottle of vitamins in my life, ever. But I will tell you this, I never miss my fruit and vegetables. No. Never.
No,
I take my fruits and veggies always.
It I can tell the immediate difference in my entire system if they're not doing their work. So, and you know, on the very rare occasion where I'll be out and I'll have forgotten to bring the bottles with me, you know, I immediately know it, because you know, that for that 24-hour period, I'm just not quite the same. But it's not just us that are saying it. Harvard has some new information out. You were looking at a study that they just published not long ago, and guess what's right there, number one? Fruits and veggies.
Yeah, there are eight tips. Yeah, eight tips to go after it. And it says, you know, number one is eat a balanced diet with whole fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, whole grains, and plenty of water. And then it talks about the Mediterranean diet. It's a good one to go by if you don't know what to do. But this, it's called eight steps to help support a healthy immune system. And this is a brand new, you know, brand new study they just did. That's a, you know, that's vital. The other thing is, if you've heard me speak much, and you have, you know, we talk about the triad of health, which means that you have to have a balanced health in, and not just any one area. So you need to be working for your immune system. You need to be helping your physical side of health and your spiritual, emotional, mental. You can put it all together, but it's this, I call it spiritual.
Yeah.
Your spiritual side of health and your chemical side of health. And that's what Balance of Nature helps with. Because here's interesting enough, the second step, it says, if a balanced diet is not readily accessible, taking a supplement containing the RDA for several nutrients may be used. Well, there's nothing that has more nutrients in it than Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. It's the whole fruits and vegetables. There's tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of pure phytochemicals, which are the plant chemicals that are naturally existing in those fruits and vegetables, in proper, complete balance. And so there's nothing that can match it. And so that takes care of the chemical side. It helps. Doesn't take care of it. It helps the chemical side. Right. So now we've talked about the chemical side. Then it goes on and says, don't smoke. That's a good one. Number three. Or stop smoking if you do. Number four, drink less. You know, it says drink alcohol in moderation, which is surprisingly little when you really study this out. It's like, and so, and then the next one, number five, is perform moderate regular exercise. Well, there's our physical side. That's what makes that chemistry work, puts it all together. And then it says aim for 7 to 9 hours of sleep nightly. It says your body has to rejuvenate and has a rhythm, and it gets into, and it's very important. But that's also part of your spiritual side. That kind of combines physical and spiritual together. It has to rest, has to recoup, has to have time to heal of all the things you do to it all day. And then this is a good one. Number seven says manage stress. This is easier said than done. But what people don't realize is that stress is frequently associated with poor chemistry. You dump junk chemicals in your body, it actually increases stress in more than one way. Inflammation in the joints and the tissues, and spiritual, mental, emotional stresses too come from bad chemistry. So it's just interesting. All of them come together. This does talk, whether that be exercise, meditation, hobbies, trusted friends, relationships. Now, I'm adding a few things in here, but it's very important for all of these things to be in balance. And don't hermitize. Don't hibernate. Don't go out and be alone constantly. You've got to have those relationships for that spiritual side to be healthy. And then, of course, number 8, we all hear, wash your hands.
Yes, we even saw the president say it to someone very close to their face as he was telling them to socially distance this week, too. So, all that makes sense. And, friends, it's not – I'm going to say this, maybe new to Harvard. It's not new to Dr. Howard. And he's been preaching it for quite a while right here on the Wellness Thursday segments. And I'm so grateful, friends, for what Balance of Nature has done in my own life. Even after you turn 50 and you discover things about your body that are changing and are not functioning the way they used to, and maybe you're like me, you discovered that you might have a mildly elevated blood pressure or some other things, what Dr. Howard is telling you is still stuff that helps correct all that. And I know because he's working with me to help correct some of that that we've just recently discovered, and it's working. So that's the good part. Hey, call now and get 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. It's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. And, of course, use promo code Kevin, KMC, rather, when you check out to get that special offer. Dr. Howard, always appreciate your time. Thank you for today.
Great. It's great to be with you again, and stay healthy.
Now, we're going to do what we can, but I'm going to get to sleep. I'm gonna take my fruits and veggies, and I'm gonna, you know, get some exercise, and I think that's a real good place to start. So
yes,
I've heard somewhere.
And be nice to your wife and children.
That's it. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
I'm Shannon Bream from Fox News Channel, and I'm so excited to tell you about the latest book from Fox News Books, The Women of the Bible Speak. It's available for pre-order today. Whether you grew up studying the Bible or you're inspired by stories of strength and resilience, you will be moved by these timeless stories of powerful women facing life's greatest challenges featured in the book, The Women of the Bible Speak. Go to foxnews.com/books to pre-order your copy today.
Balance of Nature is the best fruit and vegetable product on the market. What makes us the best? It's not about how many different fruits and vegetables are in each capsule. It's about having the right fruits and vegetables in the right quantities. That's what Balance of Nature has done. Our proprietary blend of fruits and vegetables has been handpicked by Dr. Howard based on his extensive research. Fruits and vegetables are made of hundreds of thousands of phytochemicals that work together to help your cells regenerate better, faster, and stronger. Only fresh whole fruits and vegetables are inside the capsules. You won't find any fillers, binding agents, or preservatives of any kind. You will only find fruits and vegetables the way Mother Nature intended. Start your journey with the best fruit and vegetable product on the market today by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough.
As you know, my friend, Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC. Morning this weekend, and I wanted to let you know about it. I've been watching it get prepared and launch for quite some time. It's called The Girl Who Believes in Miracles. And I've actually talked to some of the people that are in it. Kevin Sorbo's in this, Mira Sorvino, even Peter Coyote. You remember him from E.T.? And I think he was also in A Walk to Remember. But Kevin Sorbo, of course, is, you know, Kevin Sorbo. But it's got a big name cast. And it is all about this girl who believes in miracles, and her faith stimulates solutions in the world around her during the course of the story. I think it's going to be an interesting presentation, because I know that the world has a tough time believing in the supernatural, that God exists, that he's doing things, that he cares enough to interfere with nature today. But I am thrilled that it's coming out, and I think it's going to be very, very well received. In fact, I've said this a couple of times to the people that had shown it to me, the trailer. I don't normally tear up at the sight of trailers, but I got teary eyed just watching this one. We may play the audio for you of the trailer on Friday's show. But if you want more info, you can go to thegirlwhobelievesinmiracles.com. Thegirlwhobelievesinmiracles.com. Now, listen to this. It's got a 94% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. And it's this totally unapologetic story about this girl who believes in God. 94% fresh. If you haven't seen it, go check out the trailer. And then make your plans to go to the theaters and see it this weekend. It's not on streaming, and it's not available on video on demand. This is actually a project that's trying to get people back into the actual theaters. So go and enjoy it. And look, rejoice. You get to finally have some popcorn and see something on the big screen again. It's going to be a great thing. Might even feel like a little bit of a miracle that, you know, we're kind of back on track to having life back. We could all use some encouragement along those lines, no? Again, the website is thegirlwhobelievesinmiracles.com. Thegirlwhobelievesinmiracles, all one word. .com, the girl who believes in miracles.com. Okay, tomorrow on this show, the man who has been toying with the idea has finally thrown his hat into the ring. We hope to speak with Congressman and maybe future Governor Lee Zeldin. Can a Republican win in New York State? Can someone who's conservative and believes in God and all these other things, can you have a veteran who's a patriot actually be a governor in New York State? Well, we shall find out. It would be Mr. Squeaky Clean, Lee Zeldin, against Dr. Dirty and Andrew Cuomo. That would be quite a matchup, would it not? All right, we'll consider that tomorrow. It's Kevin McCullough. Thank you for being here. We'll see you next time.